make it hard to do the things that you really enjoy, like gardening or even walking your dog. You don't have to just accept it. Let me help you turn your life around. With my exclusive Nerve Fit program, we'll work to alleviate the pressure on your degenerating nerves and ultimately relieve your pain. It's a gentle, 100% non-invasive treatment process that has worked for hundreds of my patients long term, and it can help you too. Don't give in to neuropathy. Battle it and win. Call me right now and schedule a free consultation. 855-FIX-FEET. 855-FIX-FEET. That's 855-349-3338.
Okay, you ready? I'm going to let go of the bike now.
Wait, not yet, Dad.
No, just keep pedaling. You've got it.
Don't go, don't go.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
I already did. You're doing it.
Woohoo! I'm doing it.
But once we take action, we're awfully glad we did. Markets are changing. And interest rates are still low. If you're thinking about getting into the real estate market, now may be the time to make your move. Every market's different. Call a realtor today and visit realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Hi, you can't see me because of radio, and I can't see you because I'm totally blind. My blindness doesn't hold me back, but I fight to stay awake during the day because I'm not sleeping through the night. Often I struggle to concentrate and just keep up. Sound familiar? You're not alone. But this is not a sleep disorder. It's actually NON24. Learn about the link between total blindness and your symptoms. Visit learnmorenon24.com or call 855-856-2424.
Do you know what that sound is? That's your new digital marketing department. And that'll be your new web designer. And that's Haibu, where these experts are joined by many more, from web designers to search marketing specialists who work hard to get your business noticed online and on mobile. Best of all, Haibu can do it all for you, or give you the tools to do it yourself. To find out more, go to Haibu.com. That's Haibu.com. Or call 877-938-HIBU. Oh, that'll be your next new customer. Haibu, made for business.
Whoever came up with the saying, put your money where your mouth is, must have had some dental work done. Just a filling can cost over $100. And other procedures like crowns and root canals can cost you hundreds more. Without dental insurance, you could be putting a lot of money where your mouth is. Fortunately, you can get dental insurance for less than a dollar a day. This isn't a discount plan. This is real dental insurance that can cover over 300 procedures, everything from cleanings and fillings to crowns and dentures. To have a free information kit mailed directly to you, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-300-4147. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies. Even if you're retired or on Medicare, you can see any dentist you choose and never pay a deductible. Get coverage for less than a dollar a day and put less money where your mouth is. For your free information kit with all the details, call 1-800-300-4147. 1-800-300-4147.
Mark it in your calendars March 14th and March 15th at participating Schnucks stores. Look for the tiny little leprechaun and the pot of gold rainbow kettle. They'll be out there raising money and raising awareness for St. Patrick Center. For 30-plus years, St. Patrick Center has been benefiting people who are homeless or families who are at risk of becoming homeless. Raise money and raise awareness. St. Patrick Center and the Pot of Gold. Leprechauns outside Schnucks stores March 14th and 15th. For more information, stpatrickcenter.org.
We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Great opinions on the air.
So join his partners and hear.
There's no fun left on
FM.
Oh, we're full of chat and we're full of cheats. And we think you'll get lots of
beef jerky, now nearly rectum free.
Oh, I like rectum free jerky. That's the only kind.
The salty part.
Yeah. That voice in the background you heard earlier, that that's Terry Lewis, Jerry Lewis's grandson. Get out of here, Terry.
Oh.
You might not have heard him earlier. Yeah, get rid of him. We're only here for funny stuff. We don't need that kind of stuff. Well, good afternoon and welcome to the Can You Believe It? February 25th already edition. Opinions Playhouse. Belated happy birthday. Should have done it yesterday to my son while we were away Friday. Son number two turned 31. Seems a little hard to believe, but he did. So happy birthday, P.
Hey!
Brought to you by Schaefer Auto Body Centers. We're going to talk a little about them after we introduce a couple people to you. First, the control board operator, hit of the trip to Mexico. Boy, was he funny when he got up and did the sign. No, wait. That was Dan. That wasn't you.
No. Hey, Jim Leno.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. We had a dinner, a get-together with our listeners, and Peon got up and did Louis Armstrong and Jay Leno. Yeah. Tore the house down.
Oh, yeah.
Took the roof off of the place. He's also a control board operator. Today, he's operating this board we know nothing about because we're in another room in another studio because the other one that we always are in decided to just self-destruct like the Mission Impossible thing. So he's doing the best he can, and I think a good job. Eon the Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. And if you are getting ready to receive a lump sum distribution from
what do you do?
401k, now is a great time to explore all of your options with Mark and Jason. For their phone number and more, go to markandjason.com. Hello to the chicks. It is weird. It's very weird down here.
This is the studio that McGraw uses because he likes to be on camera.
Oh, there's TV lighting down here.
It's very
bizarre.
Did you go over yet and see the whole makeup case that he's got?
No. He's got a lock on it.
Well, Carney's got a key to it because he wears makeup. Even though he's not on TV, he still does makeup.
He's got a lot of Merle Norman rouge in there.
This room is just a different room. You've never heard of Merle Norman?
Heck no.
Oh, are you serious?
No.
That was the big name in cosmetics.
Yeah.
Aren't they still around?
I think so.
Big cosmetics.
I know
Revlon,
10 cosmetics names. CoverGirl. Merle Norman.
Revlon, CoverGirl, Maybelline, Revlon. Merle Norman.
Now.
Yeah, well, Merle Norman, this is a big... Well, why should you? You're not a woman.
No.
And you're not gay.
I didn't used to sell Mary Kay.
Why would you know about mascara companies or any of that?
Special thanks to Josh and Jim, Josh Gilbert and Jim Hewer, for helping us out with this disaster today.
Oh, yeah,
today.
They were flying around.
Everybody
helping.
Else was AWOL, but Josh and Jim are always here.
Those guys are the greatest. Now, did I introduce Dan?
No.
Dan Strauss is in the house, a different house today, our house. We're in a stranger's home, in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
It's going weird. Hi, everybody.
Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
You are so kind, Dan.
And Rat Boy's trying to tell me something, that his equipment, it went down, and now it's fine. Because he took the slot where you normally put like a CD-ROM in, and he shoved, what'd you shove in it?
Cheese.
He shoved cheese in it.
Oh, that's the problem.
And everything was fine. You know what? Let's do that in this studio. Let's shove cheese.
In every orifice.
Every slot.
It's not called orifices.
Yeah, every slot. And that could be the end of all the problems. Ladies and gentlemen, if you would, please give it up for the guys who are still in their orchestral studio because everything's working fine there. Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Woo.
It's like we're visitors at another station.
Yes. Yes, it is.
You get used to being in your own house. You get used to your stuff and everything being where you want it to be. But you're doing a good job, Peon, somebody else's control board. Whose control board is it, actually? Would you say it's McGraw's? Would he be the one you'd
say?
Well,
no, he doesn't touch this stuff. He doesn't know how to run anything.
Josh
just sits there and talk. Yeah, Josh. I would say it's Josh. Josh / Jim Hewer's board. Oh, and John Beaver. John Beaver mans it in the morning. Who's very sick. We need to wish him to get well. He has pneumonia.
John Beaver, known, and we labeled him as Mini-P because he's like a miniature version of me. Mini-P, if you're listening, knock off the faking, okay? Get up, get back to work, stop faking it.
Yeah.
Because we know that's what you're doing. We're in radio. We know how this works. I know you're overworked and you're tired.
No, he actually stayed too long. He should have left. From what we heard while we were gone last week, he looked very, very bad on Thursday and Friday, and still worked through the pain. But now he's in a hospital recovering.
Well, let me say this, Mini-P, if you're listening, you're probably not, because hospitals do not allow this show. We've talked about this.
Mm-hmm.
They do not allow this show to be played in the hospital. And let's see, think it through. it would cause them to get well.
Yeah.
Get you and they out would of laugh, that. And laughter's the best medicine. I made that up. Laughter's the best medicine, which would mean a 3-day hospital stay would be shortened to a 2-day stay, which means less money for the hospital.
Yep.
It's there's a reason they don't allow us to be piped in. Maybe he has snuck in a little radio or something, or an app on a phone, and he's listening to us. If you are, get well, Mini P. All right? Please, get well. We need you. You're one of the good guys. We're brought to you by Schaefer. 7 locations. You may not need them right now, but you, well, statistics are you'll need them at least in the next 7 years. Every 7 years, that's the average for how often people are in a body shop. There are lots of other places you can go. I would guess they're probably even some other pretty decent body shops. We don't care about them. We don't want you to go there. We want you to go to Schaefer because you're AM and the PM and they're AM and the PM. But we wouldn't send you to a place unless it was as good as it gets. There is not a body shop that I've ever been to, and I've been in my share.
What if this is as good as it gets?
It is. It is, Jack. It is as good as it gets. Well said. Schaefer. Maybe we've just come up with their new slogan, as good as it gets. Wow.
Wow.
Schaefer. That's awesome. Autobody.
Meaning, of course, that you're not going to go anywhere and get better work. And not it's not just about the body work either, because Schaefer has made it about more than that, because they decided a long time ago to step it up and take it to another level. They thought, well, what if we could not only return to people a vehicle that they, it's so perfectly done, they think they dreamed they had an accident. And then what if we also threw in a bunch of other great services, like made sure they didn't have to worry about anything, from dealing with the insurance people to rental car to getting their car from them or back home or them back home or delivering it for them or taking it back for them when they return the rental car, all that stuff. And that's exactly what they do. What started out as a horrible experience, an accident, actually becomes a great experience with Schaefer. You don't need any more troubles. You've already had an accident. S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R. 7 locations, Schaefer Auto Body Centers. There is a bowling benefit coming up a week from this Saturday, March 8th. Peon's going to tell you a little more about it because it's about a benefit for a friend of your dad's. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
Bobby Limp?
Yeah, he's a longtime soccer friend of my dad, and they worked together, painted together. So, yeah, longtime friend.
The Mergenthaler Bowling Lanes, the old Hazelwood Bowl, Fifi Hills Drive, Hazelwood, Missouri. Again, it's a week from Saturday, 6 p.m., $20 per person, prizes, raffles, all to benefit Bobby Limp. Is he related at all to the whole Limp Mansion thing?
I don't think so. I'm not exactly sure, though.
Because I don't think that's a real common name. Maybe there's some connection there.
But, yeah, I'll be there. Crazy Bowl. It's not just regular bowl. It's crazy.
Whoa, hold on. Don't gloss over the most important draw they have. You'll be there.
Ooh.
I'll be there crazy bowling
you,
it up.
You, a guy who has a bowling average of what?
194.
Hello!
Folks, if you've never had a chance, you say, I've never seen anybody bowl a perfect game. It's very possible you could see it Saturday if Peon's there.
That's
you've
right.
bowled perfect games before, right?
No.
Oh, you never have?
No.
Well, it might happen Saturday.
Oh.
A week from Saturday.
And a
crazy bowl's like the black lights and stuff, and they have like a disco ball or whatever,
yeah,
right?
Like
so it's not about how good you are.
Right. You kick it with your feet. You bowl it backwards between your legs.
Yeah, it's just one of those.
They have a different theme, like every frame, what you...
Now, do people need reservations? Because I notice on this flyer it says reservations. You can just show up.
I think so, yeah. Just call the old Hazelwood Lanes there. Was it Mergenthaler Lanes?
Mergenthaler Bowling Lanes.
Yeah.
Call them and say, hey, I'm coming.
Yeah.
Tell them how many there are. $20 per person, prizes, raffles to benefit Bobby Limp, who has cancer, right?
Yes.
Folks, do what you can there. And by the way, what you're doing is something fun for you, so how tough is that? I want to read you an email. Now, let me say this about our listeners. We just came back from Mexico with 100 of the best travel companions that anybody could have. And there's something about this audience. They are selfless, they're giving, and they always want to help others. I'm going to read you an email. I just got it a while ago. We were talking earlier about the snake handlers and these religious nuts that handle venomous snakes And there's a whole list. I didn't read you the list, but I have the whole list of all these pastors that are dead from holding snakes. Here's an email from a listener named Ken. I won't mention his last name because if I know our listeners, if they're modest, you know, they're unselfish and they're modest. And this is incredible what he has offered to do, and how selfless is this? He says, Dan wouldn't answer the phone. Now, in Dan's defense, everybody's been running around like crazy because this equipment's gone haywire. So, Ken, I'm sorry I didn't answer the phone. His email goes on to say, I wanted to let you know of a service that I provide for females who want to be part of those churches. I will let them handle just one snake to see if they like it. There may be some venom shot at them, but they will not be harmed. Just offering my services, Ken.
Kind of like a spitting cobra.
Dan, I think that's exactly what it's supposed to simulate, is the deadly spitting cobra.
Yep.
Ken, I got to tell you, you're so symbolic of all our listeners. Selfless, and this is on his own time.
And
he doesn't mention any charge. He's willing to let women handle one snake just to see if they're comfortable with it. Wow.
Huh.
That's probably the answer.
Yeah.
These people in these old West Virginia, Kentucky, hillbilly, if only they had had some previous experience, a lot of them might still be alive today.
We can do that. Ken.
No, I don't want to take anything away from Ken. He jumped in there first. I was going to offer similar service.
Well, yeah, there's some downtime after the snake, like, spits.
Well, you've got a point. His snake's going to be tired for a while.
Yeah, for about 2 or 3 days.
Yeah.
there's a recuperation period with these practice snakes, and maybe we, well, you know what, Dan? We could step in with replacement snakes.
Yeah.
Until Ken's is back on its feet. They don't have feet. Back on its whatever. Yes, that's a great point. So, Ken, we're here for you. We will be happy to offer you a supplemental snake service till your snake re-energizes. That's a good thing to do, Dan. That's very selfless on your part. I think it's very interesting that when you watch these TV commercials where it's, I don't care if it's a ShamWow or that scrunch-up garden hose or whatever it is, where it's the infomercial type thing that goes back to the Ron Popeil, started with a pocket fisherman. What's amazing to me is, and you watch them, and you'll see this, that industry has made it impossible for any product to not offer two for the price of one. Every single one of these that I see the end goes, but wait, there's more. I'm not kidding.
Not only and one you, full set, but
you
two
know
full
it's coming. Yeah. You know in the beginning it's coming. And you're never thrown off. I have watched these thinking if I could just see one of them where they don't at the end go, but wait, for a limited time, we'll double the offer.
Just pay the shipping and handling.
Yes. Every single product is now forced to double the offer, which, by the way, if you have half a brain at all, you know it's not doubling anything. The thing was worth half that to begin with. They're just sending you what the thing probably should cost.
That should be a giant red flag that this product is not of high quality.
Yeah, yeah. It's $8.95, and it's a six-piece thing for $9, but wait, we'll make it 12 pieces.
And how many times do you see the As Seen on TV section in Walgreens and Kmart and all
that? And you know what? Every time I go to it because I want to see what's there, and I buy that stuff.
Yeah.
I do. I love that stuff. I mentioned earlier the Builders Home and Garden Show is coming to America's Center a week from Thursday through Sunday. It's the 6th through the 11th or whatever, or 10th. And mentioned this earlier that I read this article where it said that on Friday, if you dress like Jackie Kennedy, you get in free. I don't have an ending for this bit. I just still think that is really weird and bizarre. And I'm kind of anxious to see how many women will go to the trouble of dressing like Jackie Kennedy to get in free. And here's what I say, ladies. If you want to take advantage of this, just wear anything. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
And who are they to say? And you go, I think I look just like Jackie Kennedy.
Yeah.
What, are they going to have a panel of judges to decide who does and doesn't? Just show up and say, this is my Jackie Kennedy outfit.
What if a guy dressed like Jackie Kennedy or set dressed like a woman and walked up and said, I'm Jackie Kennedy.
Well, and you know what's interesting about the article? I'll read it to you. It doesn't say, and this is a sign of the times, it doesn't say women at the Builders Home and Garden Show who dress like the former First Lady. It says guests, I'm telling you, that's not by accident.
I just got a text from a friend whose name will not be mentioned because I do not go for this. But they said if somebody was to just maybe sprinkle some strawberry jam on their clothing.
See, I don't go for that.
I don't go for that at all.
That's, but I guess my point is, who's the judge and jury here? Who's going to decide if you think they're going to say to people, nah, sorry, you may think you look like Jackie, but you're going to pay. I'm telling you, say, here I am, and here's my Jackie Kennedy look. You'll get in free. I think they have to let you in. There's a list that was published over the weekend. If you have kids, little kids, or grandkids, and it's these are the winners of the 10 best Reader's Choice Awards for Best Museums for Families. And I know as we get into spring, and it will come, people will be taking vacations, kids getting out of school. And the reason I mention this is number one on the list of 10, and it's not the Magic House, it's not in St. Louis, but it's not very far away, and it's considered by this panel of experts, and then they also took a vote from the public, to be the number one best museum for families. It's the Children's Museum of Indianapolis. Indianapolis is only, what, like 4 hours?
Yeah, about 4 hours.
So you got little kids or grandkids. That might be a trip worth making. Now, I will say, too, let's see what else would be close. Rockford, Illinois. That's not far. Discovery Center Museum came in fifth. Also, where else? What would be close? Dearborn, Michigan. That's not really close.
No, that'd be probably 8
Columbus,
or 9 hours.
Ohio. Is that pretty close to us?
I think Columbus, Ohio is about 6 hours. I had a friend that
Cincinnati
lived there.
Cincinnati is not far, but Columbus is a little further.
Yeah.
The Center of Science and Industry in Columbus. Magic House didn't make it, and nothing in St. Louis make it. But hey, Indianapolis, 4 hours. Again, it's the Children's Museum of Indianapolis, number one out of the 10 best family museums. Hmm. What I love about the hypocrisy of Hollywood shows up in the two next things I have to share with you. One of them is this Alec Baldwin rant. Did you read his entire article to the New York Magazine?
No, I read the Cliff Notes.
I read the whole thing. It's like 12 pages. I read it all. It's unbelievable. Alec Baldwin has said goodbye to the public life and is considering moving to California to find privacy. Well, there's a good idea.
California?
He says he's going to L.A. for privacy.
Yeah.
I'll tell you something. If you're in show business, that's a great place to go to get away from show business is L.A. And he says, I've lived this life for 30 years. I'm done with it. This is an essay he wrote for New York Magazine. I found it, pulled the whole thing up. He says, being labeled a homophobic bigot in the media after an altercation with a paparazzo in November was the last straw. This is the last time that I will talk about my personal life in an American publication ever again. Raise your hands if you believe this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't see any hands up. You got to be kidding me.
He's just mad he lost his job, and that's all it is.
That's exactly it. He's mad at MSNBC.
Most of the rants were against people at MSNBC, and half the names I hadn't even heard of.
And by the way, who even saw that show? Did you see it?
No.
I didn't see it.
Yeah.
Nobody saw it. Nobody saw it. Now, here's the other hypocrisy. I saw Robin Thicke. For those of you who don't know Robin Thicke, he's Alan Thicke's kid, and he happened to stumble onto a huge hit last year, Blurred Lines. It's a great song. I love the song. And I saw him interviewed a couple of months ago at an award show. And the video, if you haven't seen it for Blurred Lines, it's got a whole bunch of topless gals in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know there was an X-rated version. I mean, not X-rated, but R-rated version.
Oh, yeah.
The first time I saw it, I just saw the, you know.
Oh, no, I've seen it, and they're all topless.
Yeah.
And I watched him interviewed, and some chick interviewing him on a red carpet or after some award show said, how does your wife feel about you being there. And he said, oh, he says, we have a great relationship. And he goes on and on about how solid their marriage is. Announcement. Robin Thicke and Paula Patton have announced their decision to split.
Uh-oh.
After 8 years of marriage. And I love this. And this never, by the way, actually comes from the person. This is a PR firm. We will always love each other and be best friends, but we have mutually decided to separate at this time. That's not the way anybody would talk.
No.
That's a public relations firm that wrote that. But I love it. He's talking about how solid they were. Splitsville. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
This is a joke that Tom Price, as in Thompson Price Kitchens Bath, told in Mexico, and I know the joke, but sometimes people tell a joke and remind me that I haven't told it for a while. I haven't told this joke for at least 4 or 5 years. It's a great joke, and Tom, thank you for reminding me of it. It's a story of a guy, a little man, who goes to a logging site where they're cutting down trees, and he approaches the supervisor because he hears that they need men to cut down trees. He's about 5'3", maybe weighs 105 pounds. And he says, I'm here to cut down some trees. And the supervisor looks at him and goes, hey, you know, these are pretty good-sized trees. No offense, but you don't look like you could cut trees down. He goes, well, give me a saw. Give me a saw. Rather than just assume, hand me a saw. So he gives him like a, you know, not a, thank you. Thank you so much. Not a chainsaw, crosscut saw, and the little guy, little bitty guy, goes out into the woods, and the supervisor pointed out the tree, go cut that tree down over there. By the time the supervisor opens the door to the work trailer that's on site, he hears this little guy, Timber! And he looks over. This guy has cut that tree down before he could even walk in the trailer. Now he's thinking, well, I didn't see it. Maybe there's a trick here. Maybe a couple guys came over and helped him real quick. This is not right. And a little guy comes over and says, what do you think? He says, well, I think I need to see more. Here, take that tree over there. And he points out a much bigger tree. He's cut that down. And when you've got it cut down, you come in the trailer and see me. Okay. And the guy runs off toward the tree. Supervisor gets in the trailer. No sooner does he sit down in his chair at the desk. Timber! He looks out. That tree's down. So he walks out and he thinks, well, this is unbelievable. All right, one last test. He says, you see that tree? Now, this tree is a good 24 inches in diameter. You stake your saw over there and cut that down. When you're done, you come and get me. He goes in the trailer, sits down, reaches for his cup of coffee. By the time he takes one sip, Timber! So he calls the guy over. He goes, you're unbelievable. What do you weigh? He's 105. He said, I've never seen anybody cut trees down like this in my life. Where did you learn to do this? He said, well, he said, I spent a lot of time and probably cut down thousands of trees in the Sahara forest. And the supervisor says, it's the Sahara Desert. He goes, yeah, now.
All right, let's get a look at traffic right now. Check in. Here's Timothy Weiland.
All right, Dan. Well, it looks like they picked up that construction that was on westbound 270 near the canal bridge because everything is thinned out there. But eastbound 270 still stacks up from McDonald through New Florissant. If you're traveling on westbound 70, look for some slow pockets now. Jennings Station Road, Lucas and Hunt, you'll be heavy again from 170 past the airport. It looks like southbound 270, about the only slowdown I see is from Manchester down through Doherty Ferry. Eastbound 40 downtown, you're a little bit heavy now east of Union Station to the Poplar Street Bridge. Westbound 40, you do have slow traffic from Hampton through McCausland, 270 through Mason. A little bit heavy from 94 to west of Highway K. And this traffic report brought to you by Coca-Cola and the Walmart Deli. Get an effortless meal from Walmart with a 2-liter Coke, 29-ounce market-side rotisserie chicken, and a 2-pound potato salad for $9.50 or less. Tax, deposit, and CRV not included. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hey, hockey fans, this is Andy Strickland.
And former Blue Jamal Mayers.
Don't be the last to know the scoop. Tune in for Hockey Sense live from O.B. Clarkson Brentwood.
Where I'll be giving fans the details of the game, breaking down trends around the league, what it takes to win on a nightly basis, along with breaking down the challenges of what is a marathon season, 82 games.
Who's being traded, who's hurt, who's hot, who's not. Find out here.
Hockey Sense, Wednesday night at 8 p.m. on KTRS.
Whoever came up with the saying, put your money where your mouth is, must have had some dental work done. Just a filling can cost over $100. And other procedures like crowns and root canals can cost you hundreds more. Without dental insurance, you could be putting a lot of money where your mouth is. Fortunately, you can get dental insurance for less than a dollar a day. This isn't a discount plan. This is real dental insurance that can cover over 300 procedures. Everything from cleanings and fillings to crowns and dentures. To have a free information kit mailed directly to you, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-300-4147. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired or on Medicare. You can see any dentist you choose and never pay a deductible. Get coverage for less than a dollar a day and put less money where your mouth is. For your free information kit with all the details, call 1-800-300-4147. 1-800-300-4147.
Stop. You're going to waste your money. Look, you're smarter than that. You are about to have your home painted with regular paint. That's like buying a VCR. They're both just outdated. There is an exterior coating that comes with a 25-year warranty. You have it done once, and that's it. Never again. Your home looks perfect for the rest of your life. I mean, that's why you're putting off painting your home, right? You know it's just going to start chipping and peeling in a few years. So why do that? If you are about to paint your home with any product, stop and find out if Rhino Shield Ceramic Coating is right for you. Rhino Shield, it's not paint. You'd be crazy not to get a free estimate. Call 877-25-RHINO. 877-25-RHINO or visit 877-25-RHINO.com.
If you're overwhelmed by debt and thinking about going to a credit counseling company for help, think again, because the majority of those companies actually work for the credit card companies, and they make the credit card companies a lot of money from people just like you. But there's another way out of debt, and it's not bankruptcy. A way to reduce your debts and save you thousands of dollars. Even better, you can find out how for free by calling 1-800-403-1020. At Freedom Debt Relief, we're not a credit counseling organization. We're not a debt consolidation company. We offer a unique alternative to save you the most money possible to resolve your debt in the shortest amount of time. If you're thinking about a credit counselor, ask yourself this. Are they working for you or the credit card companies? Reduce your debts and save thousands of dollars by learning the secrets to settling your debt. For free information, call 1-800-403-1020. That's 1-800-403-1020. 1-800-403-1020.
Hi, I'm George, the chaplain at Brooking Park Retirement Community. At Brooking Park, our amazing staff cares deeply about every resident. The friendly faces that you meet are not only highly trained professionals, they're the sort of people who truly enjoy working at Brooking Park every day. Our dedication is reflected in the longevity of many of our staff members. There's Mary, a nurse who's been here 16 years, and there's Catherine, who's been creating memories with residents since 2000. Myself, I've been here for almost 11 years, and I'm looking forward to many more years of helping families to worry less. It's our dedication to service that makes our residents feel so warm and welcome. And I know you'll feel the same way once you get to meet us. Call Amy at 314-576-5545 to arrange a personal tour or visit us online at brookingpark.org. Better yet, drop on by for a visit. We're in Chesterfield across from St. Luke's Hospital. Let me show you the uniquely caring people of Brooking Park and tell them George sent you. I'll be glad to say hi.
Brooking Park, sponsored by St. Andrew's Resources for Seniors.
Ah, it's almost spring, every gardener's favorite time of the year. But even as we look forward to all that warmth and color, we can't forget what last summer's 100-degree days, followed by this winter's polar vortex, has done to your lawn and garden. The plants are stressed. There's one thing you can do now to fortify your plants against another blistering summer. Incorporate nutrient-rich compost into your soil. Compost promotes deep rooting, and because it holds 6 times its weight in water, you will have less need to irrigate should a dry spell strike again. With locations in Missouri and Illinois, St. Louis Composting offers an array of all-natural STA-certified compost and compost blends available by the bag or truckload. They're fully stocked and ready to meet your springtime gardening needs. Visit the composting center closest to you or order online at stlcompost.com. That's stlcompost.com. St. Louis Composting, enriching the soil naturally since 1992.
A fourth generation is working at Byerly RV. Hello, this is Russ Patton. You remember the 9-year-old kid who hit his first home run? Well, his name is Warren, and he'll rent you a motorhome or travel trailer so you can enjoy a family RV adventure. And if you already own an RV, you know that Byerly's parts store is the only place to come when you really need something. My father coined the phrase, have it, can get it, or it ain't, to describe the dedication of our parts people. There's fast-talking Steve, laid-back Jay, Detail Donna, Pastor Pete, and Laughing Dave. A whole crew dedicated to serve your needs.
For the rest of your life.
Byerly Trailer.
For the rest of your life.
Byerly Trailer.
Rediscover your family. Show them you care
for the rest of your life. You gotta be there.
Check us out at ByerlyRV.com. Eureka, Missouri.
Mark it in your calendars, March 14th and March 15th at participating Schnook stores. Look for the tiny little leprechaun and the pot of gold rainbow kettle. They'll be out there raising money and raising awareness for St. Patrick Center. For 30-plus years, St. Patrick Center has been benefiting people who are homeless or families who are at risk of becoming homeless. Raise money and raise awareness. St. Patrick Center and the Pot of Gold. Leprechauns outside Schnook stores March 14th and 15th. For more information, stpatrickcenter.org.
Subway is serving up a steak, egg white, and cheese flatbread breakfast sandwich under 200 calories. Yes, even with that tender steak. One place only, Subway. Eat fresh.
Hey, this is Andy Strickland.
And former Blue Jamal Mayers.
Join us for the latest news of your St. Louis Blues and other news around the National Hockey League for Hockey Sense, live from O.B. Clarkson Brentwood.
Hockey Sense, Thursday night at 7 on the Big 550 KTRS.
Well, folks, I got a big echo. Big echo. Peon, there you go. Thank you. Got to apologize to everybody for all the glitches. We've had computer crash issues throughout the day. We got 21 hours to get it resolved before we go on the air tomorrow, so I'm sure somebody will get to work on it. Let's get Southern California. Okay, maybe they won't get to work on it because it's us.
Yeah,
right. Yeah. Oh, who is it? Large money. Yeah. Let it go. Let it go. They'll figure it out. Mike Evans in Southern California, courtesy of Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market in Chesterfield Valley, waiting for you to call and make your reservation for an unforgettable dinner and always something special at the Smokehouse Market. Here he is, Mike Evans, everybody.
That's right. Here it is.
Wow, it has been a day of computer and equipment disaster here. We're actually in a different studio. It's like being in somebody else's house. What do you have for us today?
Start off with the Oscars on Sunday night. I have not one, but two Oscar pop quiz questions.
All right.
Number one, what percentage of Americans have seen at least one of the 9 Best Picture nominations? 33%? 43%? 53%? Answer in just a minute. And who is not a presenter at the Oscars on Sunday? Angelina Jolie. Yeah. Daniel Day-Lewis. Sally Fields. Jack Nicholson. Answer in just a minute. TV ratings. First, by the way, I'm going to get this in. Former super hottie, 81-year-old Kim Novak is going to be a presenter. She's been in seclusion for 30 years.
Wow, I thought she was dead.
Yeah, Kim Novak is going to be a presenter. They just announced it today, which I think is very, very cool.
Yeah.
TV ratings, The Voice came back, number one. Blacklist back, number two. Mike and Molly, Boy, the writing on that used to be so good, and now it is so bad. Dropped to number 5. TV news, Matthew Perry has sold The Odd Couple, the sitcom, to CBS. He will play Felix. They haven't cast the other part. The Odd Couple is coming back to television, starring Matthew Perry from Friends.
Flop.
I don't know about this one.
Flop.
Yeah. No surprise, Piers Morgan is out. He's been called arrogant, obstinate, belligerent, and pompous.
I'm sorry, for those who didn't hear it, we mentioned it earlier. Piers Morgan is out.
Yay!
And I gotta tell you, his ratings are bad. I have way more listeners every day than he has viewers.
You got that right, Mike.
Close.
You got that right.
Isn't even close. TV star Tina Fey.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Has signed to do two movies, both comedies. One is called The Taliban Shuffle. The other one is called This Is Where I Leave You. Both supposed to be hilarious.
Yeah, they will be.
Final Olympic nuggets. If you watch the Olympics in other countries, you would have seen a completely different Olympics than we saw here in the United States. In Japan, for an example, most time spent on skating. Most of the show, all the Olympics were on skating, no matter who, what country were involved. Canada basically concentrated on hockey and curling. Norway almost 100% on skating. We sort of did a potpourri of all the sports across the board. Glee returns to television tonight on Fox. I know you're a big Glee fan. Odds and Ends at the Will Turn Theater here in Los Angeles. They were shooting a Toyota commercial. The star insisted that all streets within blocks be closed. There was no need of that. She just insisted. That would be Beyonce.
That does not surprise me.
Not surprising. The Kardashians are releasing a new clothing line for girls 6 to 24 months. It's called Big Butt Kids. It's called Kardashian Kids. That's very beautiful.
Yeah.
Check out my website, Evans Radio. I put up some video of me in Hawaii. You want to check it out?
Yeah.
Also, on Monday, I'm going to start giving away T-shirts to listeners every day in the month of March.
All right.
Yeah. And finally.
So what do we have? Two pop quizzes here?
Yeah.
All right.
First one, what percentage of Americans have seen at least one of the 9 Best Picture nominations? 33%, 43%, 53%.
Oh, I'll go 43.
What was the lowest one again? 33?
33.
Yeah, 33.
I'm going to go high, 53, because it only means you'd have to see one of all these movies. So I go 53.
33%.
Wow.
Dion.
And who is not a presenter at the Oscars? Sally Field, Angelina Jolie, Daniel Day-Lewis, Jack Nicholson.
I'm going to go Jack Nicholson.
Yeah, same here.
Same.
Answer's Jack Nicholson.
Well, hey, we got it.
Hey, everybody have a great day. Take care of that business. Get in the right studio. We'll get things done. Let's get to work, Mike. Even a Lost, crapulous, sewer by the sea. Mike, see.
Huh?
The reason I know that we'll be okay tomorrow and back in the regular studio and everything will be fixed, here's an email just in from the top office here at KTRS.
Ooh.
We in management want you to know that we're well aware of your equipment issues. Suck it up. Deal with it. Stop being a bunch of babies, Mike Dorsey.
Wow. That's something.
Ew.
Cuts to the chase, buddy.
Well,
don't mess around. We could break and come back and then really actually officially get out of here. Big 550 KTRS.
Let's look at traffic one last time. Here's Tim Weiland. Tim?
Things are wrapping up pretty quickly. We have eastbound 270. You're just a little bit slow now. Lindbergh through New Florissant. We have some slower traffic on northbound 170, still from Highway 70 up through Airport Road. Westbound 40, you're just a little bit off the pace now between Hampton and McCausland, and southbound 270, still running a little bit heavy between Manchester and Doherty Ferry. No accidents, no incidents to report. And this traffic report brought to you by Coca-Cola and the Walmart Deli. Get an effortless meal from Walmart with a 2-liter Coke, 29-ounce market-side rotisserie chicken, and 2-pound potato salad for $9.50 or less. Tax, deposit, and CRV not included. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland of the Big 550 KTRS.
The Big 550 celebrates unsung Black American heroes, people you may not have heard of who helped make our way of life possible. Presented by Lawn Dodge Chevrolet.
Hi, I'm Kelly Jackson. Elijah McCoy was born in 1844 and had a knack for taking things apart and putting them back together. He was lucky enough to study mechanical engineering in Edinburgh, Scotland. After the Emancipation Proclamation, he moved to Ypsilanti, Michigan. Even though he finished his studies as a master mechanic engineer, no one would hire him in that capacity. He took a position as a fireman on a steam locomotive, shoveled coal, and made sure all the working parts were well oiled. He designed and patented a way to automate that labor-intensive task, which was used on every steam engine since. He also designed a movable ironing board and the lawn sprinkler. Elijah McCoy left behind a legacy of excellent inventions and his name because of his standard for superiority, the real McCoy.
Stay tuned during February as we celebrate Black History Month. Presented by Lawn Dodge Chevrolet on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hey, St. Louis, this is TJ Oshie. If you're looking for a Chevrolet car, truck, or SUV, the dealership with the best selection and lowest prices in St. Louis is Johnny Londoff Chevrolet. Check out my buddy Johnny Londoff 24/7 at Londoff.com. or find them on Facebook.
Fresh, fast, tasty. Jimmy John's is a little better, a little fresher, and a whole lot faster. Order Jimmy John's Freaky Fast Sandwich Delivery today. Yummy good, freaky fast.
All right, thank you for putting up with our technical glitches. I hear myself and an echo, and that's just further evidence that we're having trouble. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a great Tuesday evening, everybody.
Fox 2 News at 6 on KTRS is presented by Bowen Dental Care. All your family's dental needs under one roof by a family that cares. Call Bowen Dental Care at 314-921-3500. In your car, on your way home, need to know what's happening? This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
You can count on. This is Fox 2 News.
A federal investigation reveals possible legal corruption and reported intimate text messages. We'll tell you how it cost a respected prosecutor's job.
A St. Louis County woman accused of trying to kill her children and herself in a car crash caused by fireworks. How police and prosecutors say she planned it. St. Louis's big Mardi Gras celebration is days away. How the St. Louis Police Department plans to protect you. First at 6, the St. Louis County Assistant Prosecutor resigned because of intimate text messages. The texts aren't the problem, though. It's who he was texting, a paralegal who was being investigated by the feds for ordering an inside deal. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch broke the story. Fox 2's Chris Hayes joins us now to connect the dots. Chris.
Sandy, a federal indictment names a paralegal, Jillian Nichols, stating that she told a sexual assault suspect for $10,000, she could use her inside track with a prosecutor to make a special deal. St. Louis Post-Dispatch's Robert Patrick uncovered.